Hi, I'm Megan M. Riley from MeganMRiley.com. I'm a natural born psychic and sexual empowerment coach, and you are listening to Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. Hello, goddesses. How are you? Today, we are going to talk about sex. And this is something that gets me compassionately angry, is the lack of sexuality, the lack of sacred sex education, the lack of just regular sex education. And it just gets me all worked up because there are so many women and men too, but we're not talking to men here, that ache for this information, that just are never really comfortable in their bodies, don't know what it is that's possible with sexuality, don't know that it's fun, don't know that it's great to get into your body and actually out of your head. For so many women, it is a time, sex and talking about sex and having sex is a time when we go more into our heads. Am I doing this right? Do I look too much like a porn star? Do I not look like a porn star? Am I making too much noise? Am I not making enough noise? And it gets us so into our heads, it's not something that we can really be present for. Here's the opportunity. The opportunity with sexuality is to get us into our body. And for the first time, maybe all day, is just to feel. There's a connection in the women's brain. So the amygdala has less lining around it for women than men, right? And there's also a pleasure and pain connection for women. It's more so for women than it is for men. And, whatever works for you, but there are a lot of women that have the connection of pleasure and pain. And that's where kinks come from, bondage might come from, light pain might come from, because it gets you out of your head. Because you stop then thinking, is this going well? Is this not going well? Is he having a good time? Does he think I am having a good time? And the whole thought process that goes. So here's just an example. I grew up in Minnesota. I call it the land of 10,000 treatment centers because it is so repressed. It is conformity. It is don't show up, don't show off, don't shine, don't put your head up. You know, like tall poppy syndrome. The Aussies talk about tall poppy syndrome. That is the Midwest. And the extent of my sex education, so just regular sex education, was a book called, it was an illustrated book, and I remember it was a paperback, and I had a super single waterbed, and the book was called Period. And it was left for me, it was left for me on my bed, like no conversation about it, no nothing, just left. So that was my sex education. And then when I was 18, I had this experience with a boyfriend, and Taurus is, it's the exact opposite of Scorpio. And I have a really special place in my heart for Taurus. Oh, they're so wonderful. Anyway, so I had this transcendent experience with a boyfriend when I was 18. And I didn't know what happened. And I didn't know how to make it happen again. And so I started researching. And that's where I came up above. Ancient texts. That's where I found the Kama Sutra. That's where I found more breath work. That's when I started researching Tantra. I didn't do anything about it yet at the time. That took another, it was probably another 15 years before I started taking courses and started really studying what is possible. So here's what's possible. That sexuality isn't something that is a quick release. That sexuality isn't something that is a quick buildup of energy and then let go and then you're exhausted. What's possible is that it's actually a prayer. What's possible is that the two of you, or if you are single, lose your body and lose your personality and lose your patterns and lose the upset and lose all your traumas, and that you disappear into this gravity less sacred space together. And that it's not about touching your partner in the right place. It's not about fantasies. It's not anything like that. It's that the two of you shed your bodies and it becomes a really, really beautiful thing. So when Sting laughs about 4 hours, later he said that he was exaggerating, Sting and Trudy making love for 4 hours. I think that there was such an uproar about the 4 hour comment that he said that he was exaggerating, but I have had that experience. I have had that experience of making love for 4 hours and that it is possible. And how it's possible versus the average 2.5 minutes for most men and women is through breath. And so before we get into specifics about sex, I wanted to talk about breath and just how much it is lacking in every area of our life. But ladies, if you are the kind of woman that is on the self-love journey, that is on that acceptance journey, what's possible is that the living an orgasmic life is possible in every area of your life. And then with your sexuality, that you become one of those women that rather than an increase in energy and then an orgasm and decrease and you want to fall asleep, it is an increase and that you just stay there. And that it's orgasm after orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. And that is possible through breath. Okay, so throughout the day, we take a lot of chest breaths. We take a lot of inhales that we don't exhale. I use the example of slipping on the ice or almost slipping on the ice or almost falling over a stump. I'm about to take my dogs on a hike and it's a little icy right here in the mountains right now. And there's always those breaths in that you don't really let out. That's about usual, or you see your child fall, or you're angry, and we hold so much breath in. And so the first part of this, it sounds like a disconnect, but it really is. The steps to making your life eye-rolling, fabulous, orgasmic is focusing on your breath in every other area. So as you wake up in the morning, if you have an alarm or if you wake up naturally, taking a very, very deep belly breath. See, the chest breath, those are great. And they're just not really very satisfying. If I take a chest breath, I can't get very deep. It's harder to hold my breath. If I take one of those very, very deep belly breaths, you can feel it like in every area of your body. So as you get up in the morning, take a very deep breath from your belly. And if you are a visual person, picture taking the breath from your toes all the way up your legs, all the way up to your yoni, your torso, your heart, and your head, and then exhale. Then as you are making coffee or mate or however it is that you, whatever your ritual is in the morning, take another deep belly breath. When you are around the people that you love or animals, take another deep belly breath. And if it seems odd or seems uncomfortable, tell yourself this is your access to multiple orgasms. This is your access to that 30-minute orgasm that we hear is possible, but so, so, so few women believe that it is possible. And I tell you, it is. So every day, throughout the day, take as many deep, deep belly breaths that you can. It's really picture, or if you're an auditory person, hear the breath from below the ground all the way up your body, all the way up your field. Hear that breath and then hear it release all the way down. If you are a kinesthetic person, feel that breath. Feel the body expand. Feel your lungs expand. Feel your thoracic come out. Feel the belly expand and then let go. When I first started belly dancing, it was when I learned about belly rolls. And I don't know if you have watched some belly dancing. It's so much fun. And it's fun to just watch and watch the women and men being able to isolate different areas of your body. Well, this was the first place that I really understood that it was okay to let the belly out, right? We spend all this time holding it in, holding it in, holding it in, holding it in. And actually part of the isolation and part of the breath and part of being able to hold the poses and hold the look on your face, if you can, there's a look that women have, especially when they're doing slow movements. It's a kind of an I have a secret, or even I call it the come fuck me look. It's actually being able to let the breath out and let the belly out. Let the belly out. If you can let it out for your breath throughout the day, then you can have control over it and you can have control over your body when you're making love. And it actually is a really, really beautiful thing. We are not supposed to look like porn stars, honestly. Okay, so this is the information that women are wanting to know if it's true, wanting to know if it's possible, and it is. So after last week, you are working on your egg practice. You are noticing some changes. You're noticing some more energy. You're noticing that your mind is a little bit more clear. You're noticing that you're sleeping better. May not notice a big difference in orgasm yet. And if you're really, if your experience has been mostly around clitoral orgasm, you're really not going to notice much of a difference until we get to G-spot orgasm and then cervical. Oh, here's a little teaser for later too. The cervical orgasms don't have to be, I mean, these are the 30 and 45 minute orgasms. These do not have to be not only with a partner, not only during intercourse, not only by yourself, but you can get to the point where you can control your breath so much that you'll be out dancing and you have them. And that is pretty spectacular. If people want to know why I go jambian dancing so much, that's why. Okay, so now, either with a partner or alone, what we're going to do first is just align our breath. And the first thing that we do is connecting the heart. So just like metronomes, if you put, you know, six or seven metronomes all on a different beat, within 4 minutes, they will all be lined up. And that's a machine. So with humans, same thing. If we are next to another human, if it is our beloved, if it is a dear friend, if it is an animal, when you are near them, when you are in each other's field, your hearts will beat together. So a sweet way to connect at the end of the day with your partner, especially with kids and jobs and businesses and sports and all the insanity that today is, and accumulation and wireless signals, is just to sit for a few minutes. And sit on the couch, sit on the bed, it really doesn't matter. And you put your hand on your partner's heart. Your partner puts their hand on top of yours. Your partner then puts their hand on your heart, and you put your other hand on top. And just make eye contact. There are things that grow in a relationship, and there are also resentments that grow. There are things that are communicated, and there are not things that are communicated. There are things that held back. We don't need to say everything. We don't need to share every thought that we have with the person. We don't share every thought we have about ourselves. And not everything we think about ourselves is true. So not everything we think about our partner is true either. But just make eye contact for a few minutes and breathe. It's a sweet way to connect. And it also does not have to be your lover. It could be a friend, could be a date. Just a sweet way to connect. And just focus on your breath and make eye contact. Don't be surprised if there's some emotions that come up. You can be moved by the other person. You can notice so much beauty. You can be moved by yourself. A lot of forgiveness happens in this space. A lot of allowing, a lot of acceptance. And if you don't have a partner, try this with a friend or even in the mirror. You know, I have resisted mirror work for so long. It always felt like Stuart Smalley to me. It always felt inauthentic. But not so much about affirmations into the mirror, but looking into the mirror and being able to align breath with yourself and the God self that you are, that's pretty beautiful. Now, sometimes out of this practice, and this is a great practice just to have if you don't have time to make love, if you are tired, it's just a great practice to meet and connect. And then sometimes it's a natural occurring out of this is making love. But this is a really, really sweet practice. And I would say to do this every day, if not every day, almost every day. Okay, so now here's some homework to try. What we do, men and women, is that we tense our body during intercourse. Everything gets tense, especially the yoni area. And what I mean by the yoni area is it's about two-thirds up the thigh to about your belly button. That is the yoni. So it includes the first and the second chakra. The first chakra is about grounding, survival, job, family, religion, relationship. That is the first chakra. Second chakra is, about an inch and a half below the belly button. And it is creativity and emotions and sensuality and sexuality. So this is the area that we tense. Men tense their abdomen as well. They tense their first and second chakra as well during intercourse. And what that does is it slows down the breath, and it can actually make, if what you're going after is a quick release, it can make that happen faster for men. For women, what will happen is it will actually slow it down. So women that are more numb, if you have had a child or had a C-section, or like I had a myomectomy, which is tumors removed. If that area is more numb and you tense, it will come faster and it will be less satisfying. So your homework is to breathe. And after you practice breathing throughout the day, so breathe when you wake up, take that long, long breath as you're making coffee, take that long breath as you're getting ready for the day, just throughout the day, make sure and take those long, deep belly breaths. Get comfortable with sending your belly out and send it out as far as you can, because these are the times when you have the permission to let that out. And then a few times during the week, rather than tensing the area, so you can start to feel orgasm approaching, rather than tense the area, stop and breathe. And breathe from that belly, go way expand all the way from your toes to above your head, and then release. And then you can start to feel it again. And you can start to feel the orgasm approaching again. Take the breath again. You know, so many men, this is great training for them too. So many men say stop, or they'll distract themselves, or they'll think of something not sexy or something to last longer. this will have them go, once they master this, once they master the breath and the transmutation breath, which we will get to later. But once they master this breath, they really can go 4 hours. The 2.5 minutes are gone. And they will be so, 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 so grateful. And then also to be a part of the kind of pleasure that you're going to be able to access in, you know, it's some of it is ego for them, but being able to be a part of that and cause that, that's really, really great. So I would say take the breath. As you feel, you're not in a rush. You're not trying to get to orgasm. That's another thing that really changes is when we are having kind of normal human sex, the intention is to come, right? And have that happen. And maybe it'll be a while and maybe it won't. And maybe it can happen more than once and maybe it won't. And maybe he can last a while and maybe he won't, right? So there's all these variables in the air. And, but the intention really is, and hopefully, probably most men are a lot more conscious these days of that they're making sure, quote unquote, that they take care of you. And then when it's done, that they want to make sure that you're taken care of, right? Well, what if orgasm was not the intention? What if that was not the goal? What if the goal was just to experience each other, to taste each other, to feel each other, to let go of your bodies and see where it could go? What if? It gets so much more sweet and you are so much more connected. And then the other thing that starts to change about the relationship is you are not looking to the other person for satisfaction. You are not looking for to the other person for happiness or release. You're looking for the space in between the two of you. And the space in between the two of you is really where the spiritual in relationship resides. You know that optical illusion that it's either two faces or a vase. And that's how, when I look psychically at a relationship, that's how I see the relationship. So is it two faces or the vase? Is it the space in between where there the vase is in one piece? Or is it cracked? Or is there something in the middle? Or are they two separate people being in a relationship together? What we want is we want that space in between. We want to enhance that. We want to nurture that space in between because that's really where the spiritual is. That's really where we become the best version of ourselves. And I strongly, strongly believe that relationship is the highest form of spiritual practice. Rather than this person pisses me off, this person does this to me, this person doesn't do this, I like this, I don't like this, and everything that's involved in that, what we get to is the person that I am in a relationship with triggers me on a level that I can heal. And so everything that comes up in relationship, the triggers, the irritations, all of those things, it really is the highest form of spiritual practice. Because how is it that we are going to be? How is it that we are going to generate ourselves over and over and over and over so that because we are in relationship with that person, not just any person, but that person, we are a better version of ourselves. And that's where sacred sex, that's where Tantra comes in. That's where the breath work comes in. That's where real transformation for each other and for ourselves happens. And that opens up some really sweet, sexy, beautiful experiences. So this week, work on the breath. Work on all day long. If you are thinking about sex, if you are not thinking about sex, if you're meditating, if you're not meditating, if you're in yoga, if it, whatever it is that you are doing, dancing, whatever it is that you are doing, think about long deep belly breath. And then when you have the opportunity, either with yourself or with a partner, do the connection, do the heart check-in, and then work on your breath. And what's going to happen is that for women, the orgasm is going to get that much more intense. It will be stronger. And I understand some of you are hesitant to put it off because it happens or it doesn't happen and you're not sure how to make it happen. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Just work on this. Trust me for a little bit. It will make it better. And of course, there are times, quick and dirty in the shower, over fast. That's great. I think that those add to the relationship as well. Not every time that you make love is going to be 4 hours long. However, it will have your partner last longer. So having him take the breath, you could have him listen to this, you could describe it to him. Having him take those breaths will have him last longer, and your orgasms will be that much stronger. And I'm really excited to hear how things are unfolding and what questions you have. Send me questions. My email is mail@MeganMReilly.com. And if you're interested in knowing more or interested in working with me, I offer coaching and I also have a group. And the group is 9 weeks and coaching is 6 months. So you can find more at MeganMReilly.com/VIP coaching. Thanks so much. Have a great week. This is Megan Reilly. You have been listening to The Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. If you'd like more information, my website is MeganMReilly.com. And go shake those hips!